Welcome to Tales of Prowess, a show that delves into the mysteries, secrets, and oddities of a world that was once yours, now called the Wetlands. This show explores the small lives of those who live and die in the Wetlands. I will be your guide for these elapsing minutes. As you listen to the waves washing against you, it is apparent that, for the time being, you are one of us. A traveler, visiting us from far away. So, traveler, let me tell you a tale. A tale of prowess.
Jamie walked toward the building she hadn't seen in so long. Its gray walls were now covered in vines, and tree branches had started to crack through the windows. The church had seen better days, but the ornate stained glass window at the building's summit was still as beautiful as she remembered it. The door was cracked open, and pushing on it, she found a group of people kneeling by the altar. Standing at the head of the group was a priest, his white robes now dirty and tattered. Still, he looked up at her with a warm smile and asked, "Are you lost, little lamb?" She knew exactly where she was, and yet she still stopped to ponder his question. For so long, she had felt so assured in this world. The harshness and brutality fit her well, and with her siblings alongside her, they had made a life for themselves that she quite enjoyed. But their last raid had gone horribly wrong. They thought they were attacking a small camp. They had observed the camp for a week and saw just 4 people ever coming and going, only ever armed with a single handgun and a knife. It was some sort of supply outpost, judging by the large carts stacked high they wheeled from the shed one day. 2 people were stationed inside at all times, with the other 2 coming and going throughout the day. So they waited until the others had left earshot before they made their move. 3 against 2 should have been incredibly advantageous odds for people as well trained as Jamie and her siblings. Growing up in the Appalachian Mountains had taught them how to fend for themselves. But the others were well trained too, and had far more foresight. Jamie's brother led the charge, but didn't notice the razor-thin tripwire until he had already set it off. Immediately, an explosion burst from beside him, and he was killed instantly. Jamie and her sister turned to run, but before they could get far, the 2 men inside the shed began taking shots at them. Jamie didn't look back until she heard her sister's footsteps behind her slow down before ceasing completely. Her sister was laying on the ground unmoving, eyes open as blood poured from her chest. Before she could start to grieve, Jamie felt a sharp burn as a bullet grazed her arm. Rising back to her feet, she started running again and didn't stop until her lungs felt like they would rip apart. She slowed to a walk and continued on, not thinking about where she was headed until she ended up here. And as she looked at the priest and thought of his question, her eyes swelled with tears. "I think so," she answered. The priest held out his hand and led her toward the group. And as she knelt in the rainbow of light, shining through the stained glass window, for the first time in a long time, she prayed.
And thus concludes this week's Tale of Prowess. Thank you for joining us, and have a safe journey, traveler. This week's tale was written and produced by Rachel Leota, with a theme composed by Abigail Hines.